Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Howdy.
How you doing, baby?
I am just great, thank you. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Below Deck Day, everybody. Below Deck Mid, to be more specific. Go find us at our other projects. I do the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is in full swing. And Ben does the Game Brain podcast and just released a new episode of Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a really funny cartoon on YouTube that he writes, produces, acts in, draws, everything. Okay, go do it. Go watch it. Subscribe.
Thanks.
And we're selling masks right now in our Crap and Some Merch store. Just go to crapandsomemerch.com. There's a bunch of fun masks up there for your mask-wearing pleasure. Hope you're all wearing one.
Yes, please do.
And before we get started, let us do some small business shout-outs, shall we?
Yeah. Shall I start? I've got one from... Antonio, I'll just say Antonio. He owns Marietti Consulting. So I guess there the word's out. His last name is Marietti. Marietti Consulting LLC. He is an independent consultant with 10 years of experience in project management within the pharmaceutical industry, and he has a successful background in moving products from concept to market and lots of experience communicating with the FDA. He is accepting any and all clients in the USA, Canada, and even worldwide. So go check out his Instagram at Antonio. That's Antonio. And, if what he does sounds like it dovetails with what you want to do, go check him out. And by the way, Antonio, thanks for coming to see us in Detroit. We really appreciate that.
And next up is the I Am Mo Show. I thought it said Ammo Show, and I was like, oh my God, are these all coming from my neighborhood? But it's not. It's I Am Mo Show. I Am Mo Show is an artist who is best known as the famous internet cat rapper. He's an advocate of love, freedom of expression, and of course, cats. Mo Show is also a prolific author with several children's books and coloring books available through Amazon. And due to the pandemic, all the appearances he's got booked have been canceled, which we totally get. So show him some love by purchasing his books. He continually gives himself to raise the spirits of his many dedicated followers while advocating for peace, love, and social justice. Go find him at IAmMoShow.com. And you can also find him on Facebook and Instagram. So thank you, Sandy, for sending that in.
Yeah.
Go support Mo Show, guys.
Mo Show. Wow. Well, thank you everyone for submitting your small business shout outs. And remember, if you need some lovin' from Watch What Crappens, send your small business shout out to watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com and just put in the subject small business shout out. And especially, we're also really trying to promote black businesses as well. And so just put all the necessary information in the subjects. That way, when we go into our email to pull that out, we can do a search and we'll find it.
Okay. Da. So here we are on to Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yes. Here we are. Back in all the fun. So previously, in case you forgot, there are a bunch of douchebags on the boat. And they want everything, and they want more guests to come join them for dinner tonight. And so life is hard.
Yeah, life sucks. It's the second day of this charter. They are still at their beach picnic. And no one can get a hold of Malia because she's stuck taking Instagram pictures of this douche and his little dog.
Yeah, that's right. She was on a tender as well. And there's just a lot of chaos because they have to like rush back to the boat. Because they had their toy island set up, and they were also doing a picnic, but the tent had to come down, and there was no glass allowed on the beach. And since the tent had to come down, they didn't want to be in the sun. So it's just like this pandemonium trying to get back to the boat.
And Kiko's trying not to freak out because they've just told him that he's going to have to cook for all their friends that they met at the club. And so now he has to make 72 plates. He's like, it's 72, right? And Bugs is like, it's okay. We'll have a strong team coming through for you. It's me, Thunder.
I'm bringing the 72 Claps of thunder.
Malia, hugs, hugs. Malia, hugs, hugs.
Malia, hugs, hugs. Malia. Is this thing on? Malia.
Sandy, do you want me to try and organize calls for these idiots? It's like, that would be great, Hannah. Okay, you know what? I would have Bugsy do it because she'll probably do it better, but I just don't know where she is right now. So go ahead and take care of that inferior one. Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, well, all those cars arriving to pick up all those people reminds me of my favorite 80s movie, Days of Thunder!
So, Malia, hugs, hugs. Malia is getting the tender packed, and finally she calls them. She's like, anyone copy us? And yeah. She's like, oh, now your radio works, Malia. This is hilarious when it happens with you.
Yeah, it's totally fine when it happens to you. And then in the middle of this, we get a shot of Jess, like, I guess she's in taking a nap, and she, like, sits up and bangs her head. It's one of, like, about 30 headbangs or just banging moments in this episode. Just everyone just bangs some part of their body into a wall or a ceiling at some point.
Who did? Captain Sandy?
No, Jess. I thought it was Jess who banged her head.
Oh, Jess. I was like, yeah. Who? I don't remember Captain Sandy banging her head. I would have loved that. I love a good Captain Head bang.
No, I don't think Captain Sandy's banged her head yet. I think she's just, you know, listen, I don't need to bang my head because I took a nap, and so I'm pretty alert right now. Mm-hmm. So I know about my surroundings.
So they get back to the boat, and the guests have brought their guests, the guests and the guests. And Malia's like, Pete, Malia, we need all the hands we can get. All right, sweet. Sir. All right, sir. Coming, sir.
So they say goodbye to Mr. Scout the dog, and everyone's on the beach. I mean, everyone's on the boat and everything. And then in the galley, Hannah walks by Bugsy, and Bugsy's like, so how was the beach? And Hannah's like, absolutely awful. Terrible.
Worst experience of my life. It was shit. She goes, but they still had fun, right? Didn't they have fun? She goes, who gives a crap, honey? All right, so Kiko, let's talk about dinner, cheeks. And he's like, I tried to avoid dinners, but I can't.
Hannah is like reluctantly appreciating Bugsy on board. And she's like, I don't particularly like Bugsy as a person or as an entity or as really just any sort of living, breathing person. But what I really don't understand is if I didn't really like someone, I wouldn't come back. I mean, would I want to work under me? No.
Well, she's been a very strong second chief, Stu. All right, I see what I did there. And I guess it's funny, but I did not do that on purpose. All right. And cut to Bugsy going, I have plates, then I'll do the glasses, then I'll do the cooking, the cleaning. If someone needs me to carry a child, my room is open. If anyone asks to watch a film while they wait, tell them, no, bring it on. Only bring the thunder!
So the guests are like, there's some guests that are on the top deck and they want snacks. So Hannah makes like a cheese plate with like, you know, little meats and stuff on it. And so she brings this cheese she starts bringing it up to the top deck. But along the way, she passes by Justin, who's on a different deck. And he's like, oh, what do you have there? Can I have that? And she's like, sure, absolutely. Here, have this snack. And then she just like turns around. She's like, guess I'm doing another one. Fuck.
And he's sitting with some girl, and he's like, aren't you glad you met me last night? Ew. So gross. Gross. So he steals it. And then we cut to Leon, Barney Rubble, up on the other deck with his friends. He's like, dude, I had my top down on this Ferrari, and this bitch was on top of me, all right?
And then the galley, Hannah is with Jess, and then she pulls out a bag of small paper napkins, and she says something about, like, now here, the serviettes, get the serviettes ready, and Jess is like, Soviets? She's like, napkins, Jess, napkins, not serviettes.
So Kiko is, you know, basically spinning plates on his nose and his head and his toes, like he's working his ass off, and there's fucking Captain Sandy standing there with her arms crossed going, how you doing? You're focused there, champ? Huh? How's everything going?
He's like, I concentrate. Okay. If you need me to make any paninis, I'm right here. I have a big family, you know. We cook a lot. So, no, you don't need me? Okay.
Have I told you about my fisherman detective dad? Because that's a good one. It's like, leave me alone, please. So then it cuts to Malia.
Barney Rubble.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Barney Rubble's upstairs with the girl, another girl, and she's like, my mom texted me and asked what kind of yacht am I on? He goes, who? She goes, my mom. Oh, don't care. He just, like, shuts her down.
Yeah, pure class, that guy. So Malia's talking to Pete, and she's like, so, regarding that ground line confusion from this morning, and he's like, oh, I just want to emphasize, I was just, I was just getting back to you. I meant nothing by what I said, nothing sarcastic at all. And she's like, well, on the radio, let's just leave it at yes, no, that's it. But good job today, okay? There's a fist bump for you. And he goes, thanks, champ.
Yes, no, does that also include sweetie or sweetums or sweetheart or titty face, anything like that? Can I say that? No? Okay.
All right, we'll stick with champ, all right? Am I going to get in trouble for calling you champ toots? Right.
You know, at home I got to take care of my dad and my son, and you know, it's just hard to have someone else in charge. Like, I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about this, because if you really were taking care of them, you would not be on a boat outside of Mallorca.
Have you noticed that when he's in his diary rooms, he talks like this? He's like, you know, there's my dad and my son, and it's real hard giving up control. Like, what are you, Al Pacino? Like, why are you talking like this? This is like in a dramatic film, you know?
He is so awful. He really is like just a terrible, terrible casting choice on this show, because he's smarmy, but there's nothing about him that's interesting or fascinating. I'm like, why is he on this show? It's just so terrible.
So then Alex is talking to Jess, and he's like, hey, you good with both the stews? You think that one like you? You think Bugsy likes me? And she's like, Dunno, like, have you tried pretending to read a book in front of her? Apparently that's a huge turn on. You're welcome.
Huge. Huge. And then Kiko and Hannah meet up, and she's like, you ready to do the menu, honey? He's like, yes, I'm going to do international menu. Okay, course one is from France, oysters with a mignonette. And then two is Brazil, I'm going to make the mekeke. And she's like, mukaka, right? mekeke, but... Got it, honey. Mukaka. Please stop calling it mukaka.
It's like
I feel like that's not how it's pronounced.
And then third, I started writing all of these down, but here's what I wrote for the third, fourth, and fifth chorus. I can't. Okay. And then it's bacon ice cream with apple confit. So he's like, I didn't know they could ask for more people come because my provision is not for that many. And she's like, well, you know, you should speak to the captain and tell her. He's like, no, what can I do now? You know, I'm just going to do it. And she's like, yeah, but if you fail, it's on you, eh?
Yeah. Anyway, good luck cooking that mukaka tonight. I'm just going to say mukaka many more times because I'm sure the guests will really like that I'm serving them some food that has the word kaka in it. So enjoy that mukaka. He's like, it's mukake.
So Bugs is like, where's dinner going to be? And Hannah tells her. So everybody's basically getting set up. And Jess pours some rosé for one of the ladies, and she goes, beautiful pour.
I didn't notice.
I like when people do that. It's like they compliment you for being able to get liquid in a glass.
Yeah, the most basic. Well, for Jess.
It's condescending.
Jess, who like literally can't even close the door properly later this episode, that is sort of a triumph.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so then guests are all drinking, and Kiko is, like, stressed out because he only ordered, you know, a certain number of oysters. There's too many people, and, you know, so he has to reduce the number of oysters. And then he tells us about how he used to work in an Asian restaurant, and they served 2,000 plates in one night, but, like, he had a team of eight with him, and now it's just him and Bugsy and Thunder!
So Bugsy calls Jess on the radio. She's like, Jess, come, I'm sorry, Jess, Bugs, come in, Jess, Bugs, come in. She's like, hello? She's like, if that's you, could you just come up and see me? So Jess goes up there, and she goes, you know what, I just don't understand why I can't understand you. She's like, is it me accent then? I can speak in an American accent if you'd like.
Yeah. And then she's like, does like the classic American accent that I feel like British people or like Australians or South Africans do when they do American accent. She's like, I can Hi, I'm American. American Bugsy.
As we do the worst accents ever.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Like, it's just funny that it's like, no matter what, like, we all do, like, terrible
versions. They've all got
of
John Wayne accents.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bugsy. I'm from America.
I'm teaching her to fold napkins because teaching is a part of me. I taught both of my siblings, and now look at them. One's a doctor or something, and one's almost chief stew herself.
Yes. So she starts showing Jess how to fold a napkin, and she feels like Jess has potential to really learn. So she's excited about that.
Beautiful boy. Yeah.
So then Jess makes her way back down to the laundry room where she starts canoodling with Rob. And she's like, the more I talk to him, the more I like him. Like, I think we're almost at the point where we're going to start using two-syllable words.
I'm just, like, leery of going into a relationship because, like, I've been betrayed. I caught my last boyfriend cheating on Instagram, so I dropped his phone in the shower.
Yeah, that was great.
So then Hannah is talking to Bugs, and she's like, you know what? I'm really glad to have a strong second back. And Bugs shivers. And Pete and Rob and Bugsy and Hannah are all, like, fist bumping. And then Pete just starts, he, like, wipes Bugsy's shoulder. And Hannah's like, oh, he's petting you. Look at that there.
Yeah. And Bugs is like,
Like, yeah, and he's something like, on your shoulder. I took care of it.
And she just, like, laughs and is like, just walks away. And he's like, yeah, she wants it.
She wants me. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, seriously. So now it's time to start wine service for dinner. Everyone's sitting down. And at long last, finally, Leon gets his oyster. He wasn't able to get it last episode, but now.
One oyster.
One oyster. It was going to be two, but now it's just one.
In the kitchen, Bugsy is, she's like, can you tell me what's on those plates? He's like, I'm cooking them still. She goes, no, I just want to label each one with a sticky note so we know where they are.
And what I really want to know is also, could you tell me what type of plate it is? Because I'd like to organize them by porcelain and non-porcelain, please. Just for the fun of it.
So the captain is watching service, basically. She's, like, leering behind the table with her arms crossed, like, whoa, look at that. I'm going to see there. Somebody eats something. They say anything bad. I'm going to do something about it. That's what's going to happen this season.
That's right. Okay, so oysters are done. What do we have next? Well, honeys, we all have, I hope you open up your mouth wide, because you got some moo-caca. Moo-caca. Hey, is that like a cow poop? No, it's not moo-caca. It's moo-caca.
And Malia's like, my boyfriend is a chef, so I have an eye for fine food. And Kiko's doing okay, especially for just one person.
You know, Malia, I have generally no issues with Malia whatsoever. I actually really like her. But I don't like that sentence, my boyfriend's a chef, so I have an eye for fine food. Doesn't work for me.
I've been to Rodeo Drive, so I'm basically a fashion designer now. So thanks.
I have a taste for luxury, and luxury has a taste for me, so...
So Bugsy's like, Malia knows how to work with a chef very well, doesn't she? And Rob goes, and work a chef really well. Get it?
Little comedy to lighten up the mood in here? Yeah.
And Captain's like, gosh, I'm in awe of this team. Oh, it looks like Bugsy and Hannah put their past aside, which is great. Now I'm going to need to find someone else to get rid of Hannah. So,
yeah.
Job's open. All right, Craigslist Mallorca. Here we come.
Yes. She's like, I think that they're going to be just fine, the two of them. Which means that after this charter, it's going to be a full-on disaster between them.
Yeah.
And so then the guests, you know, one thing that I love on Below Deck is when they take douchebag guests and take their stories out of context, because amidst all this, like, serving, and then we go up to the table and we see Justin say, you know, 2 years ago I was in Vegas for Yuki's birthday and Zach was in a panda costume and they brought a cake out and Zach just takes the cake and throws it and then just, like, goes back to the kitchen.
Yeah, fucking monsters.
You guys are monsters. Everything is wrong about that entire story. Okay, you're in Vegas in a panda costume and then someone took a cake and you threw it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we know cake throwing does not go well on Bravo. We had a whole season based off of it on Real Housewives of New Jersey. So,
yeah. That's all I wanted.
So then downstairs, Kiko is cooking, and Bugsy literally goes, Kiko's bring the heat!
We need the plates, we need the plates. Did anybody see my sticky notes?
He's like, no, we're in Italy. White truffle risotto with filet. And Leon's like, that is total fire, all right? It's total fire.
Hey, Fred, this risotto's fire, huh? This risotto's fire. Please don't describe risotto as fire. I actually don't like when anyone describes anything as fire, to be honest. Like, that is, like, one of my least... Yeah, this is fire. Yeah, this oyster is fire. Yeah, this risotto is fire. Yeah.
So then the captain is tasting the ice cream downstairs, and she goes, this is your bacon ice cream? That's like Michelin star right there. Or as the kids would say, fire.
You heard it. You
heard it. That gets three fires.
But three she fires does say, since day one, Kiko had the passion and the fire. But the creativity, I am blown away. I'm just blown.
Would you maybe say that he brought the, what's the word I'm looking for here? He brought the.
Fire.
Thunder!
Oh, damn, I should have gotten that by now.
You know, it's just, you know, you never know what word's going to come out of her mouth.
Thunder! It's always thunder!
So then Kiko serves the dessert, and he's like, oh, it's representing America! And I was like, oh, that is so us. We're like, What are two? Let's just make anything that'll give you a heart attack, put some sugar on it, and call it a day. All right?
Bacon and ice cream. Why the hell not?
So I made you a hot pocket ice cream with a side of a Velveeta reduction for America.
So they all give him applause, and he's like, I did it! Woohoo!
So then downstairs, they're all cleaning, and Pete has been cleaning a lot of dishes. And Leo's like, okay, Pete, you can go to sleep. He's like, yeah, I just want to finish the silverware. She's like, okay, but you're off. You can go to sleep. He's like, I just have to finish the silverware. She's like, get the fuck out of the kitchen. You're done.
He's like, I hear you loud and clear, but guess what can hear me right now? Silverware, I'm in the zone. And she's like, you know what? That's great that he wants to stay up, and it's great that he wants to help, but he's just testing me now. He wants to see how far he can push me by doing extra things for other people. And it's really frustrating me.
Well, as we learned from Below Deck Sailing Yacht, if you stay up past your bedtime on these shows, then you are terrible in the morning. Although Pete is terrible anyway, so might as well let him just finish washing those spoons.
Yeah. So then the captain tells the chef he did an amazing job and stuff. And all the guest girls and the guy leave. And then Justin comes down to the kitchen. He's like, hey, thank you so much. You know, 72 plates. I know. I know that's a lot for you. Do you have any extra food we could throw all over the deck?
Yeah. Yuki is really getting ready to throw some stuff at Zach as revenge. He brought his own panda costume this time. So it's going to be hilarious.
So then we see Pete in bed texting Lara. He's like, oh, yeah, thinking about you all night. All I can think about is you.
New number, who it is, huh?
New fauna.
New meatball, who it is. Meatball wireless, my carrier.
Oh, so then the guests want to stay up and party in the jacuzzi. And Hannah's like, jacuzzi. And one of the guys is like, yeah, what about snacks? Come on, just a few. She goes, and then you'll go to bed, deal?
So Hannah, like, makes, like, rage grilled cheeses. She's like, all right, honey, melt, honey. And then Yuki's like, oh, by the way, here's some, like, ramen that I got from Japan. Can you make that, too? And she's like, honey!
He brought the ramen!
So they have to stay up a little bit, but then they make them go to bed.
Yeah, pretty much.
And final day of charter!
Well, I also like, by the way, that Justin... You know, Justin is, like, trying to be, like, this cool dude, and, like, no one gives a shit about him. And he's, like, says to Alex, he's like, hey, man, next time you're in New York City, you have to hang out with us. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And he's like, no fucking chance, bro, to us. He's like, no way I'm hanging out with this douchebag.
So, it's the morning of the final day. Pete's raising the flag. Jess is making coffee.
Hannah's snoring in bed.
And then Justin asked for some scrambled eggs, and Kiko's making a pretty breakfast, and I don't know, I'm just writing down a bunch of little working things.
Bugsy shows up 30 minutes early to her shift. She's like, well, I woke up early, so I thought I'd come and bring the morning thunder.
Anybody need me to put some sticky notes on anything?
I actually woke up 45 minutes early, went to the shore, found a chicken, and it's already got 3 eggs, so anyone want some fresh eggs?
Good morning, 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 good morning. Like, oh my God.
She's like, it's like to the entire marina. She's like, all right, I woke up a little early, so I'm just going to wake up the other yachts now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Here's some biscuits I made on the yacht. Three slips down. Here we go.
Then she tells Jess, your table looks nice, Jess. And she's like, well, I mean, it's all I could really think about. It's all I could really think of, so enjoy it.
And then Alex wakes up and then just, like, bangs his head on the ceiling above his, like, bed. And he's like, every fucking morning, bro.
Yeah, that's the head bump I remembered. That's why I was so confused before.
No, because Jess did it, too. Jess bumped her head earlier.
No, I believe you.
There's a lot of bumping.
I just remembered this scene, and I was like, whoa, I guess I got the head bumping wrong. Everything's done. I quit.
No, there are multiple bumpings. I actually always wonder that. How do they not bump their heads more in that? Because it's like that top bunk is always so close to the ceiling. I actually always remember season 3 when Emil was like in his top bunk jerking off, and he was just like, his face was basically like pressed up against the ceiling and he's jerking off. I was like, how do you jerk off in such a low, under such a low ceiling?
Oh, that Emil, he was a horny kid.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simplest rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
You know?
He was horny.
So, there's some breakfast orders, and then Bugs passes Pete, and she's like, don't you have any work to do? And he's like, hey, Bugsy, I've been working since 6:30 in the morning. I'm on my second application of sunscreen. She goes, damn. And he goes, yeah, damn, daddy.
Please don't brag about being on your second application of sunscreen. If that's supposed to be like flirtatious, it's just terrible. And so then he tells us, yeah, I picked up immediately that Bugsy's a flirt, so I'm gonna play Bugsy a little different than I played Lara, you know what I'm saying? Or is her name Lana? Don't remember. Blondie Italian, whatever her name is.
Pete's not gonna just fall in love overnight. Pete's gonna wait it out. Oh God, now Pete's gonna talk in third person.
Yeah. So Bugsy's like, Pete is another specimen. Why is Pete still in the galley anyway? And he's just like staring at her like,
Bugsy. She's like, what the hell? You're like undressing me with your eyes. And he's like, are you naked? Are you naked? She's like, I feel violated.
And she, like, literally looks at the camera. She's like, look at him. Look at him. I mean, she's like, who is this? This is ridiculous. And he goes, gotta let the laws of energy take control. I'm intrigued by you. I'm like, what exactly are the laws of energy? Because if I hope those laws of energy involve you getting pulverized by rays of... what energy?
So she tells us he's got this entitlement to say whatever he wants to say. No, that's not how this is going to go down.
Like, dun, dun, mm-hmm. dun. And then she leaves and he's like,
the law of attraction. Yeah, last time came into it hot. Not this time, Bugsy. You're going to have to wait for this, baby. Hmm.
So now the guests are like basically leaving. The dog, Mr. Scout, is back. Because, by the way, Justin is like, cannot go like 1 second without looking at his dog on his phone, etc. So he's like finally reunited with his dog. And everyone's leaving, and he gives like his little speech and gives the tip, etc.
Did you see that, like, when one of the guys was running past with their luggage over his head, Leon goes, you guys are sweating. Get a new job.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
Such a prick.
Yeah, it's like, thanks. Or how about get lighter luggage, asshole? So then, after they leave, everyone's like cleaning up and stuff. And Alex is just in his room. He's like, I don't know who the fuck is doing my laundry, but my shit has been missing for days. I'm like, have you looked at the pile of crusty clothing underneath, Jess's bed? It might be there.
Tip meeting. Now listen, I'm glad everyone's smiling, considering Kiko, you just kept smiling. I mean, bacon, ice cream, Michelin stars, and Hannah and Bugsy together. It's just it's like light and dark, yin and yang, salt and pepper. You know, it's amazing seeing one of you be so effective and the other not being effective at all, and how beautiful that can be. It's just such different dynamics, okay?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston came together to sing that song from The Prince of Egypt, and you thought, wow, these women would never work well together, and look at them, they make a song that people remember, sort of.
Oh, and thanks for making an effort to do a table, Hannah. That was nice.
It's like, thanks. And then she's, like, pinching her necklace. Like, what's coming next, bitch?
And you know what? This is what I always say. Before I reveal this tip amount, it doesn't matter what the client thinks about you. It matters what I think about you. And I think a whole lot. You guys are wonderful. You're only getting $12 each. And I really, really support you as a crew.
So now remember, when I hand out these shitty tips, you don't hate the client, you hate me. Wait a minute. I went wrong somewhere in this. But anyway, you don't get shit for tips. Okay, have fun.
And Jess is like, I told you his package looks small.
So they get 17 grand. And then it says on the screen, average tip, 20 grand. But this seems like it's really high compared to regular Below Deck, right?
You know, I could never remember.
Were they expected to get 20 grand every week?
No, I thought they got 17 grand total. And then that was split up to about 12 something. But I could be wrong. They may have...
I'm just saying, it just says average tip, 20,000, like, per charter.
How?
I just feel like
they said that the average tip per charter is 20,000, and then these guys only gave 17.
Yeah,
got it.
After
I thought you were saying that they got 20. I was like, Ronnie, 17 divided by all those numbers does not make 20,000.
Oh, Jesus, if it was 20,000, you'd see my ass clean in a toilet, okay?
Yeah.
I'd be over there.
You know, they have to split that tip. One thing I learned from that New York Times article is they split that tip also with, like, the first mate and the first engineer or whatever. You know, the guys you see at the beginning of the season and never see again. They also get that tip.
Well, there you go. So they're in the mess, and Jess is talking to Bugsy, and she's showing an Instagram picture of kissing Rob. Oh, she's showing she and Rob are kissing and taking selfies and stuff. And Bugsy's like, so what's going on with his girlfriend then? She's like, oh yeah, he told her he's seeing someone, so.
Well, do you mind if I drop a honey bomb on this situation? Because Rob put up an IG story with his girlfriend saying, missing your touch, honey!
And then we see the Insta story, and he's, like, kissing his girlfriend. And Jess is like, I'm going to need a bigger book to pretend to read. So.
This time, I'm going to read it while holding it sideways and see what happens.
So Rob comes in, and they're giggling, and he's like, obviously, not talking about my person. Obviously, not talking about me.
So they're all just like laughing, and then basically Hannah and Jess are talking privately in one of the bunks, and Hannah's like, "Yeah, honey, he was with the girl, and they're close, and she's pretty, and you know, you have to be careful, honey." So basically giving Jess all the details about what that story was.
Yeah, and then Malia calls her boyfriend, and is like, "Hello. Hello there." She's like, "Did you get my messages?" She's like, "I love your messages. Of course I got them. I loved them.
I was busy making fine food, which you have an eye for."
It was a weird vibe between them.
Yeah,
she's
I was
like, "Okay,
actually
I love you."
He's
like, "Well, isn't that lovely? I like you as well. miss you. And you as well. Are we done here on this telephone call? May I leave? Thank you."
Remember when she was dating Wes? Wes, the bosun?
Yeah.
That's just funny to think about sometimes. And it's also funny to think about that Wes, if you really looked at him, was basically Lisa Vanderpump with, like, short hair.
Yeah. I remember Adam more. It's harder to wash out the Adam from my brain.
Yeah.
So tonight we party. And so everybody starts changing, and Bugsy's like, "I'm going to change." And Rob says, "Please, don't ever change."
That was a joke. I worked on my comedy while I was driving a bag of cocaine to the border.
Well, I'm very excited to go out tonight. I'm the first person to admit relationships aren't my strength. I'm married to my job. I hope I find a man with some sticky notes and a Sharpie. And that's when I know that's the one for me.
A lot of boys are pretty upset when I put a sticky note on them and say, "He's a maybe," or I put one on and says, "Definitely marriage material," and some say, "No, not ever." Apparently they sometimes read those notes. Who knew? Mm-hmm.
And Alex is like, "Yeah, like your hairpiece, eh, Bugsy?" And Pete goes, "It's getting really hot in here. Yeah."
So they get to the restaurant, and they're all sitting at a table, and Pete's at the end, and he's totally being ignored. Like, no one wants to talk to him, so he's sort of sulking a little bit. And he has, like, these weird moments, like the waiter comes over and takes everyone's order, and when it gets to Pete, he goes, "Have all the ladies gone? Okay, I'll get the surf and turf." Ugh. Like, that does not count as chivalry, okay, when you were just sexually harassing Bugsy in the kitchen.
So Alex is chatting Bugsy up, and she's like, "I feel like I've known you a long time. You just kind of slid in there." And he's like, "Yeah, you slide into the DMs." She's like, "I'm not saying the DMs."
And then Pete, meanwhile, is starting to pick up on the idea that maybe Bugsy doesn't like him and is more interested in Alex. And he's like, "I'm not jealous. I'm just missing, Letitia? Lobio, what's her name again? I'm missing her."
And you just see him looking creepily at Bugsy and Alex while they're talking, and I don't know what Bugsy's talking about. They don't really make it clear. They just keep cutting away and then cutting back, and she's like,
"Oh, look at the sparkles. Bigger is better. Oh, you know what I like to say, keep it settled," and then boom! And then sometimes a sparkle, sometimes it rains, thunder, rain, lightning, you know.
Oh, jeez. They're making Bugsy look so ridiculous. I love it.
Yeah, so then Pete starts to text Lara. He's like, "Missing you, wanna put my dingle in your holio," or something like that. And the gang is... And then meanwhile, everyone is just like talking about Jess and Rob, because I guess they're looking at the picture and saying that they look really cute together or something. And so Hannah, of course, is like, "So Rob, are you and your girlfriend just have an open relationship? Is that what's going on with you and your girlfriend?"
It's like, dun,
girlfriend
dun,
that you have?
And she's like, so then we come back and he's like, "She's not my girlfriend." And Hannah's like, "Oh, so you're just dating then?" He's like, "There's nothing going on. I wouldn't be in this if it were, I broke it off the other day. I broke it up. I wouldn't be doing that even in an open relationship."
"I thought I made it pretty clear on my Instagram story that when I said I'm missing your touch because I would like to touch your arm as I told you that we are through. I thought that was pretty clear."
So then he says the most romantic thing to Jess. He's like, "Everyone comes into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime." Like,
Okay, well, I mean, that's like a saying, you know. I'm like, but you don't win brownie points because you recited a saying.
So then Bugs is talking to Alex still, and she's like, "That guy's creepy, that Pete." And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? He doesn't do it in the right way. Like, it's basically, yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy. Okay. So let me know. You know what? If he's creepy, tell me. I got no problem saying something to him about it.
Yeah. So, which I thought was nice. I think Alex is actually very cute. So, they go to the club. It's like partying and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. And so then Hannah pulls Bugsy aside. And she's like, so, honey, weren't you worried to be working with such a lousy chief stew again? Which is my way of reminding you that you said I was a lousy chief stew. And here you are working for me again.
And Bugsy doesn't back down at all. She's like, well, to be honest, so much time has gone by, I thought I'd take a chance. Maybe you'd be less awful this time. Maybe you'd found some schooling or some training or something.
I thought it might be great to degrade myself a little bit by trying to work under you, just to understand what it's like for someone to work for someone so incompetent.
Can't steal a person's job when you're standing on shore.
So they talk, they like sort of bury the hatchet a little bit, and like Hannah's like, yeah, I'm just in a different place in my life, honey, and you know, I think that like you'll find that it's just different and that you'll be respecting the hierarchy a lot more this time, because as we all remember, you didn't respect the hierarchy at all last time, okay, honey?
And Bugsy's like, well, it's a mutual respect, and she goes, yeah, I know. And so basically they agree that they still hate each other, and, but they're going to be nice about it. So yeah. Bugsy's like,
it's hard to forget the past. I hope she's going to be cordial.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. So then, so now it's like more partying, and then Bugsy goes up to Alex and is like,
why do you smell like Jager bombs?
He's like, I had four. Yeah, Tom Brady forever. Tom Brady forever.
So then Bugsy is drunk now, and she's just really flirting it up with Alex, and Malia's like, okay, Bugsy, coming in with the bang over there, and she's sitting on his lap and stuff, and then they leave, and then, Bugsy in the van is like,
look after me like I'm your precious cargo.
Yeah, I'm gonna look after you like you're a bobblehead of Noma! Noma!
And then she falls down. And Jess and Rob are making out in the other van. And then Kiko walks into the room because they're back at the boat now. And Jess and Rob are making out. He's like, do what you need to do. It's love.
It's love. It's like two pieces of shrimp in some makeke.
You mean mukaka?
No.
So then Hannah is talking to Malia. And she's like, Josh, you know, it's just so crazy. My boyfriend, Josh, he just doesn't understand. You know, we're working all the time and I just can't call him back.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was drinking my coffee. I thought you were going to expound upon that a little bit more.
She's basically like, yeah, he has a normal job. He doesn't understand me leaving for months at a time and not being able to communicate. So, you know, I hope he understands how serious I am about my career. Like, didn't you just say you hated your job?
Yeah.
And you don't want to do this for the rest of your whole fucking life.
So what I did was I just bulged my eyes really big and took a photo of it and sent it to him. Just sort of my way of saying, honey, shut up. I'm trying to work here.
So then Jess goes and knocks for Rob. And Bugsy is getting ready to get in the hot tub. And she's wearing full-on shorts and a shirt.
I brought the modest swimwear.
So she gets into the hot tub with Alex, and she's like, it's a little bit cold in here. We gotta warm this up. How can we make this warmer? He's like, yeah, don't worry. It's about to warm up. It's gonna warm up. Don't you worry. And so they're like flirting, and she's like, yeah, but it's really cold. And Malia comes out, and she's like, what's going on here? And she's like,
we're just waiting for it to warm up. I brought you on to bring the thunder heat, please.
And so Malia basically goes and sees that the heat basically is not on. And so she fixes it and she's like, you guys are basically just sitting in a tub of cold water.
She's like, I'm going to bed. Fuck this. And Alex is like, I'm freezing. And he stands up and Bugsy goes,
we can tell.
And she flicks his dick.
Just points at his crotch. And then Pete calls up Lara and he's like, hey, what's going on? She's like,
I'm here in my bed, naked, just wrapped up in fettuccine.
Like, don't you miss me? I can't wait to be with you. Oh, yeah.
It's like the two worst people on this show having awful flirtations.
So then in Bugs' room, she's like,
talk me in. He's like, now, you know what? I don't like Nagi. That's what I don't like. She's like, but you love me, don't you? You love me.
And he goes, look, I'm going to go because I don't want to make this awkward. She goes,
but you are.
And there's like this awkward, there is this awkwardness. And then he like, he leaves and she goes, she's like, but you don't love me. And then she just like passes out.
The morning, next morning, Malia is smelling milk. There's my note. I'm done here, people.
Yeah, they all wake up and Bugsy like crawls out of bed like she's the girl from The Ring coming out of the well. And she's like, am I alive right now? Taste of regret.
Malia's like, well, you were kind of drowning in the jacuzzi, but don't worry, Alex was there to save you. She goes, oh my god, I don't remember a thing. Where are the sticky notes I put about it? She's like, you didn't make any. Oh, must have really been gone then.
So then Rob, meanwhile, is having a very important moment in his life, truly. He's like, and he's with Jess. He goes, today I'm 10 years sober from NA. And she's like, uh-huh.
What's that?
From what?
She goes, what's
like,
that?
Yeah, what's that? He's like, Narcotics Anonymous.
Oh, okay. I'll pretend I don't know your name, sir. Hi, I'm Jess. I do laundry sometimes and hide it.
He's like, I'm overwhelmed with emotion right now. She's like, uh-huh. Okay. She's like biting her thumbnail. I'm like, Jess, this is such a big moment for this guy. And she's like, oh, cool. Well, I just got a new Janet Ivanovich book, so I'm going to be reading that upstairs if you want to watch.
I forgot what E is for, but I'm sure it's going to be really good.
Oh, no, that's Sue Grafton. Damn it, we've had this discussion before.
No, Janet Ivanovich, it's called Five is for the Fucking, I think.
So he talks about his mom's story, which is actually really sad. He talks about them going to rehab together, and he got well, and so he left, but then she didn't get better, and she ended up dying, and it's really sad.
Yeah, he wants to stay sober so that way he can start a family and give to his family what he never had, which is like really, really sad.
Well, let's lighten it up by watching Captain Sandy make herself a cup of coffee. So she's making coffee, and she goes, I'm gonna make a decafé.
I call this caffeine cereal, okay?
She loves her fucking Nescafé, is that one.
So Bugsy is like, goes up to Alex. She's like, did we kiss? And he's like, no. And she's like, oh, thank God. I mean, wow, it would have been terrible if I had kissed a guy with such a small, frigid penis. Am I right? Bring the thunder.
It's like, did I offend you in any way?
And he goes, I don't remember. And Malia's like, I do. When you got out and she said it's cold and pointed to your dick. That was so good. God, I'm glad I could be here for this.
So we know things are going badly for Hannah because at the top of the episode, they showed her sleeping and snoring. While everyone else was waking up, which was unnecessary because she was entitled to that snoring, but they put it in there, which is what happens every season, is the Hannah is snoring montage. And now we have a scene of Hannah saying, oh, I'm going on break for 10 minutes and lighting up a cigarette. So This is the part of the season where shit is going to spiral out of control for Hannah.
Yeah, they're just going to show the scene of Hannah smoking that cigarette now 20 times.
Yeah.
So Pete and Bugs are down in the mess and he's like, hey, bugger. Ew.
No. Gross. He goes, see, Bugsy, now you're going to get to know who Pete is. Not that you asked for it and not that anyone cares. By the way, they call me Shameless Pete. So that's exciting, right?
Well, I'm not prying or anything. Well, like a little bit I'm prying, but didn't you have a thing with the second stew before me?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to chase her down and see what happens. Gonna dress her with my fucking teeth. Yeah, I'm gonna go do things that she's never had done to her, and she's going to fall in love with me, the fucking unit.
And she goes, you're making my hangover worse. Have you had relationships on boats before? And he goes, just banging my stewardesses. Yeah.
And she's like excuse vomit. Me? She's like, I don't know if you're just saying that for shock value. He's like, no, Whoever was down for a good time is how I got my name last year. Potty Pete.
Yeah, he goes, I met some cock hopping stews. She's like, what? Cock hopping stews.
Ugh. And he starts laughing and she goes, oh, that laugh. It's so. And then he's laughing and he does that dick grabbing bend. The guy's yeah. Where he grabs his dick and bends over. Ugh, he's so gross.
It's like vile, and it's horrific to think that he can speak like this in a work environment.
Yeah. Welcome to Below Deck.
Yeah. But so. This is like bad because this is like, you know, obviously last season of Below Deck, there was that really toxic masculinity that like we all could not stop talking about. But this is just like this is just vile, boorish, vile, gross behavior, you know? Like, yeah. This is just like full on blatant chauvinism.
Yeah, cock, hop, and stews. Classy guy, yeah. That unit.
New cock, hop, and stews.
So then we see Jess, you know, going into, I guess, the master or whatever to clean it, and then the door closes behind her, and you just hear her go, ow!
She just closes the door right on her fingers. She's like, I'm gonna throw tradition aside by closing this door, and instead of closing the door from one side, I'm gonna keep my hand on the other side and close it.
So she's crying, and Bugsy's like, what's wrong? What is it? Is it broken? Did you feel it snap? And she's like, yes.
And then she goes, I hope it's not broken, which is so shady because all the previews had her saying, it's broken. They literally edited out the not. Like, I'm used to them taking stuff out of context, but I'm not used to them, like, then the promos, them pulling out actual words to create a new sentence.
Welcome. Welcome to Incriminating 2020. It's a deep fake. Deep fake.
this is the version of a deep fake. Blood, like, oh, she's hoping that it's not broken, not saying it was broken.
Yeah, the Russians have made that preview.
You know, Kiku is the connection there.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mid, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow with Selling Sunset, and then Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is back.
Woo! Party. I'm excited.
Me too. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, go get some masks over at crapandsomerch.com. Check out our Real Housewives of New York video from yesterday, or any of our videos at Patreon and our bonus episodes, etc., etc. And thank you, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.